I've always liked an old Pepsi Cola. I know they got acid, but I will drink them.
Oh, that's nice, Ray. I'm glad to get that. Put the chair over there where my...
We're going to have to put it on there, man. We're going to talk to Ms. Miles, man. We're going to have to go back.
Well, you got to do it.
I got to go back to my old dog.
You got to sit down here and be sociable a minute here. I just came in.
What kind of dog you got?
I got some old hounds.
I wished I had a good old hound. You haven't got a next one.
I don't know, it's got a part hound beagle over there. One eye. But he's a real good dog. And boy, I want me to keep him.
You might as well sit down.
He's
I know
one of the main dogs.
Move, just move. Keep moving.
I have a mosquito shot by me.
That bug's going to get you. Well, what does he want to get rid of him?
Well, they want me to take him, but I got three. I've got three and had two more yard dogs. Mom's got a little old house dog, so we dog four.
Well, let me tell you.
Fleas about to eat all of them up.
Well, I don't believe there's any remedy for fleas if you got dogs around.
Well.
You just have to put up
You can get this crepe myrtle bush.
Yeah.
And put it out, you know, the wild, not crepe myrtle, but myrtle bush.
Yeah.
That's crepe myrtle around that flower, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the wild one, you know, out in the woods. You know what I'm talking about. Myrtle
bush. I
ought to.
I've got plenty of it back there.
So, you know, they say you can break it.
Yeah.
And bring it around, and I've done it. And it does all right, but I don't know. It's the rain. See, it stays dry a while, and then they, you know, scratch holes around in the pen, you know.
Yeah.
And then it rains.
Yeah.
And that just sets them fire. So I got them some lime. You know, you can buy lime and throw around, and that'll run. So I walked in the pen there, and I felt sorry for them. You can see them things all over the white hair. It's so bad. So I said, well, I'm going to let them run. The ticks are bad. It's hot. And it's bad on a dog running sometimes, see. I felt sorry and let them out, so I went in there the other night. No, sir. I got some. No, man, I can't drink too much. It makes me fat. somebody scratching me on the leg with a wire. I looked down and them blame things was all over my leg. I said, great, gotta move. Let me get out of here. Mm-hmm. I started stomping and beating my pants, you know.
Yeah.
So, I forgot and left the trough in there. That's the main thing I went in there for. So the next day I went to feed them. I stood out there outside and looked at that trough. And I was too lazy to go get a rake to reach in there to pull it out. I just run in there and grabbed it and run out. So I didn't get none on me, but see, letting them out and putting that lime in there, see, I figured, you know, when I was in there with them,
yeah.
You couldn't see them. I mean, you couldn't see them on your pants. But boy, when that, like I say, when wet weather starts, shoot, man, them things get all under the house. And Mama's got a little old dog in there, and I let my dog in, which he was going in the house. He's a part beagle, and he's got duck retriever in him, and a little bit of hound, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But he's mostly beagle.
Yeah.
And he shake hands with you, you know. Of course, he don't like too much to do with too much of strangers, you know, if he gets used to you.
Oh, he don't.
But he's staying in.
You mean he'll bark at strangers?
Yes, and he'll move away from him, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I had a black
dog. I wouldn't want a dog that would welcome strangers. I'd want
to... Well, I got one at the... I wouldn't say strangers. Now, he welcomed me. And he's been run over twice.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, and I don't know where he's at. Past 3 nights, he hadn't come in for speed. So
now, he'll welcome you. I ran, almost fell over the steps one night trying to get into the trailer fast enough because he almost bit me. I don't know why. You must have not known who it was or something.
When I first got him, they give Monroe to him. Yeah, this old boy back Yanger said, Monroe, they said, they're good hunting dog. So Monroe said, well, I don't need them. So I came down to old Yang. He brought them down to me, and I was building a chicken yard.
Yeah.
And I had a little boy and a little girl. A little girl just a size smaller than the boy dog. So I called him Bo and called the little girl Sally, wasn't it? Sal?
Yes, sir.
She got killed up there on the highway. So I left him. And he grew up, make a real good dog. And doggone if he didn't get up down the road. Some smart aleck run over him.
Oh, they go out of their way to do it.
And so he been run into twice.
Oh.
And he hunted. I never did get him to the vet and have his leg fixed. He just grew out of it himself. He held his leg up. Finally, he got putting it down. Hit. You know, he'd run. Man, they'd run up there on that hill. I know he'd run the fox. Back and forth early in the morning, he'd get up there. They were nasty born. And Betty Ann's dog got run into. Same leg broke. He got over it. And they pardoned. They pardoned up together, you know, and they'd run. That's the two that was running. Boy, I'm telling you, they were running on that hill to be crippled, you know. You couldn't hardly tell it.
Yeah.
And so he hadn't been in 3 nights now for supper, and I'm afraid somebody's killed him.
That's what they do. They get so they go out and stay a day or two at a time.
Oh, I've had them stay a week.
Oh, really? And then come in?
Yes, and say, well, they somebody's killed them. Somebody's got them. A snake bit them or something. I had a little dog. This dog's mother, the one I'm was talking about now, called him Saddle. Mama named Saddle. I want to name him Pluto. Because, you know, people, they like to name dogs funny names, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd always, you know, he's got a kind of, he'll sit, you know, and he'll look, he drops his gums down, you know,
nothing
and look at you, you know, well, like
I don't really
he's throwed away or something.
You need something.
No, sir.
I want to call him Pluto, and they want to call him Saddle. And he's got a brown place on the back of him. Looks just like a saddle. He goes by his name pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never did like it. But anyway, his mother was a house dog. I mean, Monroe gave her to me. And she was a little shy when he gave her to me. And she is all about, I'd say about that high. And she had spots on her, almost perfect spots. I mean, you could count them just like one of these young Poland China pigs, you know. And the spots are real round. And I called her Princess. So, and she was Princess too. Boy, she stayed in that house. I watched her, you know, and she liked it. She'd shake hands with you. But she didn't like nobody messing around me around. You know, she'd come over and, well, her son comes over and sits down by me when I'm eating, you know. Mm-hmm. Look for a bone or some meat, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I was telling you about it a while ago about Mama. But Mama's sister up in Jacksonville, she comes down and they bring this little chihuahua.
Uh-oh.
And, well, I knew Mama would want it. So they fixed me. I said, well, Aunt Pearl, I guess you don't want a little dog. I just let them hang, you know. I said, well, honey, Frank has got so many dogs, I don't know where he want me to keep it. I just let it hang, you know. I said, well, I guess we better go. They grabbed the dog, you know, a little old bitty thing. And walked out and said, Mama said, I'd sure like to have one. I knew she wanted, you know. I said, Mama, now you head of the house. You the oldest. I said, if you want the dog, keep the dog. I said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. She said, well, you got all the rest of them. She said, I know what you want. I said, that's your business, not mine. I said, you going to look at it. And I said, it's going to be a house dog. You going to have to look at it. So, you never would. You couldn't housebreak it, though.
Oh.
Now, that little, this Saddle's mother, I was telling you about, a little black and white. Mm-hmm. When she wanted to get out, she'd make a whine. You didn't have to go open the door. I mean, the screen. She'd take that paw, you know, and pushed it up and go out. But Saddle won't do that. He never would learn that. You had to go open the door for him.
Oh.
But she wanted to come in. She'd make a noise to come in. But he don't make no noise. You have to go ahead and call him. Sometimes he's butt-headed, you know. He'll stand there and drop his old big lips down, you know, and look at you there. Sad like. You have to coach him to come in. I'm telling him, I've been telling him, I won't quit letting him in.
Mm-hmm.
So, he got to coming in there, and them other dogs got to, they all, he all of a sudden started to hunt. going off hunting. I told him, I said, you ain't never going to be worth nothing, but you'll be a house dog. That's true. I said, but you ain't never going to be nothing. You know, the next day, I missed him that morning. Mm-hmm. And when I went out, they always turned him in and give him breakfast. See? I missed him, and I started to call him. Couldn't see no dogs around at all, but the old dog stayed the yard there. And a little old puppy I had there. But by God, so I looked out there about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and here he come in with the girl dogs, the hunting dogs. I said, well, by God, he take me at my word. I told him, I said, I'm going to give you away if you don't start hunting. So he went out. So he got to going with them, and I kept a flea collar on him, you know, all the time. And he had his name plate and all on him. He got coming in there, and Mom would wash that little chihuahua with some out there, some kind of disinfector, lather stuff, you know, you can just rub on it, regular dog stuff you can put on there, you know, just put on the hair. And she had him down. We had a collar on her, too, flea collar on her, too. Well, old Saddle, he started coming in there. I don't know, the dog and flea collar just wasn't doing no good. So I said, she might as well take it off. So I said, yeah, that lame dog bringing them fleas in here. And I just have to keep picking them off, that dog. And little old chihuahua dog sleeps with mom, you know. So she said, I wish you'd make him stay. I said, now, wait a minute, mom. I said, listen, I said, that dog was in the house a long time before you got your dog. Now, I said, he's the first one in you.
He's a person.
Yeah, I said he's the first one.
His mother
was, but I mean, he was the first dog in there, you know.
Yeah.
I said, now that's not fair, pushing him out. Yeah, but he's got too many fleas on. I said, well, you're going to get him anyway because he's going to come in yet eat, because I'm going to turn him in yet eat. So he gets in there, though, and he'll scratch and pull a little thing. She's about that, I guess she's about that high. Wasn't supposed to get that high, but a little bit higher than what they said she'd get, you know.
Yeah.
But, and she scratches all the time. And Mom, she had a new collar. Put that collar on. All of a sudden, by God, it don't seem like they're doing any good. So I don't know what the collar ain't no good or what.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think them collars sometimes ought to irritate them.
Yes, they say on that box, you know, watch a dog and see, you know, if it bothers him, you know, makes him come out with a rash. I don't know how you tell that. I guess it'd be something like where it ticks or something, bent on him, you know, something like that. Well,
Frank,
we're gonna have to go.
You had that H tractor, and all you had to do was just leave it on the tree. Winter and
thank you a lot.
Now run. Take and go out there and twist it two or three times, and that thing start up.
Right, you're the man that ought to have tractors to do like that. Mine won't do that.
I traded that thing to GP. He for a load of hay and some back hay I owed him for. He wanted parts, so he had one. He had a H.
Yeah.
So well, everybody told me that you crazy to do that. So I'd have got more out of that tractor than just what you got in that little bit of hay you owed him for. I said, well, I'll pay him and got that hay on. I ain't able to go in that transmission because you know them international, when you go in the transmission of them things, you've got to have some money in your pocket. Them at international place.
Right, is GP a pretty good trader?
Yes, he said it. I'm pretty good. He says I'm a doggone good trader.
He says you are?
He says I am. Yeah. OGP, he's close to that ten. He's worse than my boss, man, holding to that money.
He does.
And he's cousin to.
Does he have some money?
GP?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Man, ain't none of them lightning squad ain't got money. They can to Zeraz. They gonna have money.
Yeah.
They hold to it, see. GP, you had GP talk? Man, he's the poorest man in Charlotte.
Is that right?
You hear Mr. Albert talk? That's my boss, man. You think he never had a penny in his life? And I bet he could bury me in money.
Well, what
he partly owns one of them banks down in Ocala. I'm mining one game, Bill. You know good well he got to have money if he got money in two banks.
Yeah.
One Ocala and one up there in Gainesville.
How'd GP get his start?
Well, his daddy and these old niggers back there, you know, when he used to farm.
Yeah.
All this thing, you know, was farming there.
Oh, yeah.
All the way around from Williston all the way in a circle. This used to be one of the biggest farming sections there was in this part.
Yeah.
And
his daddy was a big farmer?
Well, he wasn't a big farmer, but he was pretty fair. But see what he'd do, he'd hold these old niggas out, you know, for an acre or 2 acres of squash.
Yeah.
Well, he'd tell him it's going to make a killing, you know. He did me the same way one time. I was crazy enough to believe him, you know.
Yeah.
Made a good crop of squash, man. And squash pretty good price. And I always thought, you know, he's pretty good. Said, well, you know how to figure that thing. Say, well, I tell you, crates cost money, help cost money, and all that stuff. And I was doing the most of picking them myself.
Yeah.
And I wound up, I'd have got nothing. But Mr. Lyon, I got what was got. And you know, they're going to make money. Because they put a little bit out, you know, they're going to look for three times that much.
And they handle the money.
They
do the selling and the collecting.
They do both of them.
Yeah.
But they don't give no giving. So, different ones, see. He do different ones that way. Well, his brothers, Mr. George, that's GP's uncles, and Mr. Ben and Mr. Jake, Lawrence Leitner's daddy.
Yeah.
They all did the same thing. Well, Mr. Ben, that's the reason he owned land, a piece of land scattered around, because he got it from them niggas. See.
Mm-hmm.
They'd borrow money from him, you know, on crop,
mm-hmm.
and they'd just, he'd keep claiming they'd going in debt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't clearing the book. See, he's making them think, you know, that the book wasn't being cleared. So all the time, he was getting his fingers a little bit further in on them poor niggas' land, see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way he got his land. That's the way a lot of these people got this land, you know. You know, like Richardson Brothers, all that land, they've got some poor people like that. I know we used to have.
Well, did any niggas come out with any land at all out there in your community?
Well, very few of those real old niggas.
And all if they got any, all they got is 10 or 15 acres.
Yes, so they, you know, people like my great uncle. Give that place out there to daddy.
Yeah.
Well, he probably would give them niggers a cut there. He used to own about, well, a whole block at Flemington.
Yeah.
But, you know, the smokes and the chitties and the mixings and all was really come from Carolina.
Yeah.
And each person had come down, you know, well, he had give them a little slice of land, you know. And kept on that, it got him down to, well, he had another 56 acres up that he willed a Martin, brother, older than I am,
mm-hmm.
lived in Gainesville. And daddy had to let it go in taxes back there, then you'd get land for a quarter acre.
Yeah.
And if I'd have had some money back there, then old slave nugget used to work for daddy and mama and Uncle Martin all the time. I could have bought her place. She had, I think, about 50, 60 acres.
Yeah, you bought it for nothing.
I could have bought it for a little nothing back then.
Yeah.
But didn't have the money, and that's the way it went. Old Willie, he was good in hitting where he hit to get that place as good as he did. He'd have waited another 10 years, that thing would cost him.
Yeah.
Way up in $1,000.
Well, how did he get a hold of that, Sir Frank?
Well, he got a hold of it through I think you got that thing from Mr. May. Mr. May got it on a lease for turpentine back then, you know, used to turpentine all that land out there.
Yeah.
You know, the woods. Used to have good timber out there. And he didn't need it. So
yeah.
Old Willie just told him that he'd like to buy it, you know. And I don't forgot what Willie gave, but he said, you know, Wild Banks said, shoot, man, he'd have waited another 5-10 years. Shoot, he'd never got that place.
He never would have got it.
I think he's got 100
and 130 acres.
Yeah.
And that's all he needed.
And see, now he's got some timber there, too. He can go through that. If he get a good guy to go through that, you know, and thin it.
Watch out, there's a spider going up in there.
Well, as long as he's up there and me down here, it'll be all right. But, you know, if he could get somebody going and thin it. I told a man one time, told him about a man, he's buying posts. Standard, he probably told you about. And he got him for about $1,000.
Did you mean to leave the lights on in your car? I was going to tell you while I go.
I said, well, that's my fault. I said, no, don't blame yourself for it. He says, I'm a grown man, I ought to know. About things like that, I was going to trust him. I said, well, I do too. But that's how it turns out, see. You trust a lot of people and they do you dirty. Well, Mr. Miles, we're going
to... Frank, how much... Let me see it. Let me tell you. I want to ask you. Do you have any time at all? I could use a little help.
Well, very little. I'm trying to work up on a job and work for myself, too. I'm trying to get some stuff done. How is that?
Sorry, well,
we
just I'll tell you, I need to work my cattle. And just run them through the corral in here. One or two little jobs.
I said, if we was to try,
I just been putting it off. I thought somebody would come visit me, but they haven't. They haven't come. Nick will be here first of the month, but he don't handle cattle very well. He's a horse man.
This would be a paying job, Frankie.
Yeah, this would be a paying job.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, you keep me in mind, and if you could spare a little time, I'd appreciate a little help, because I just hate to work with these fellas who never handle animals at all. It's sort of tedious.
Yes, it makes it bad to have somebody that don't know nothing about it, and your cows get scared of them, and
yeah.
You can't handle them. I know. Mr. Zara is the same way, and his is around a lot of people, but me and him can go in there and fiddle with him, which he don't have but 15 head now, you know. He's so leased all his place, but what he's got around the house there, what I'm taking care of, 15 cows.
Is that
and,
right?
Is
that all he's got?
Yes, he's got about 40 acres of land. That's counting the house. Lot.
And he leased all the rest of it?
Yes. Leased to see the Union Smith. Well, his daughter's got some of it.
Well, what is he using for it? Got cattle on it?
You mean see the Union?
Yeah.
Yes, he's got the corn planted in East Pasture over in front of the house. That's,
Had he?
And he, if nothing don't happen, he's going to make some good corn. That's it. It's Pangola.
Yeah.
And different grass got to killing it out in big places, see.
Yeah.
And weeds started coming up, and the indigo started coming up in there.
Yeah.
So he decided that Cedar Junior leased it. He wanted to turn it up and plant corn, and then he's going to plant Bahir. Mr. Ivory, he hates Bahir. He don't like the hair at all.
Yeah.
But he said he'd be Cedar Junior doing it, so. And he didn't imagine he would be any ways fixed the monkey with it, so might as well just go ahead and let him do it, because he had it leased, so he couldn't, he was at the age where he wouldn't be using it, so. Well, it'd be pretty good, and then that old pasture grass, I just study spray there for you. He says, all we're doing, Frank, is wasting money and prolonging it. That's why it'll be taking everybody faster. I said, yes.
Frank, who has Cedric got to help him?
Oh, he's got... three men hired all the time. Everett Smith helps him part time. He's a big shot. He's already a big cattleman. No, he feeds out the stairs. He's got his own mixer and all. He's even into the house building doing. He's holding up these Smith brothers here at McIntosh.
Yeah.
And a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think he went in that fertilized business. He even makes feed up Seminole, a lot of it, and Tillings and Smith. And I don't know who all.
Oh, really?
And hauls it down there. So he's got his own outfit, you know, push button deal.
Yeah.
Kind of like Whitehurst got over there.
Yeah.
You ought to go out there sometime and see his deal. You know,
well,
went by that.
Let's go out there.
Willie went, me and him went by yeah before last. I knew he had it quite a long time, but I'd never been in there.
Well, what good did it do you? You didn't get any of it while you was over there.
No, we got to see all that stuff. You have to do is just walk up and push a button.
Well, it didn't do you any good because you can't go home and push a button.
No, I can't. But,